Good afternoon, and welcome to the second hour of Born on the 4th of July, right here on republicbroadcasting.org, all across the nation, all across the world. Are you about to shout and smile and say, "Oh my, I have heard truth from capable men who are willing to analyze the situation of an invasion and take action"? Goodness, lawmakers everywhere should be listening to Senator Russell Pierce. And if you have an encounter with a sanctuary mayor that you should visit, now you've got some meat to share on how it can be taken care of. Check out Arizona. Isn't it interesting that people can vote here with a utility bill and their name, or a matricula consular card, you know? Anyway, I am just overwhelmed that what is possible and what is on the books, and yet we spend days and hours and congressional hearings and meetings and what have you, and Mr. Schumer just riding as fast as he can and getting ready for this extraordinary, how many thousands of pages do you suppose it will be, when we already have laws to enforce and we could quickly solve some of the costly problems of illegal entry into this country? And as we address the health care issue, it would be so interesting to understand that one a little better and determine that we do not have to continue with the EMTALA and the giveaway of the idea of health care to anyone that is demanding, as you sit there and know you're going to pay. This article that I referred to by John Wahala, I think, is worth your time, my time, to kind of look at it again, because this is written exactly for the time frame we're in, and it's called Corruption and Convention. And he returns to the midst of the debate over health care. And, of course, this was in the Houston Chronicle. And there is a real item here that the steady influx of illegals and their use of Medicare fraud. And this was from a Department of Justice investigator. And he says the real problem of health care fraud in illegal communities, we see too much of it every day. People who don't come up through educational systems, they are impoverished in the beginning. They think this country is very rich, and they don't view taking advantage of a government program as a crime. And so it's long held that America was exceptional worldwide, the author says, and it was federalism predicated on the rule of law. You have just been reminded that maybe some mayors, some sheriffs have forgotten their rule of law, and yet they have also forgotten that the United States of America was a unique alternative to corrupt systems that have beset much of the world.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Nutrients 21 brings you this flu preparedness update. Research indicates that while certain vitamins can boost your immunity, the most important role is that specific vitamins appear to help modulate your immune system response and prevent a cytokine storm. Cytokines are part of your immune response to a viral attack. A cytokine storm is an explosive reaction of your immune system to pathogens, and it can be as deadly as the flu. The high flu fatality rate among young people with strong immune systems is usually attributed to cytokine storms. Taking the right vitamins in the right amount is critical to developing a modulated response to a viral attack. At Nutrients 21, we have formulated the world's most advanced immune system supplement, and it's called Ultra Immunity. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. Ultra Immunity provides the critical amount of vitamins needed to maintain a strong, balanced immune system. For full details on this survival supplement, visit ultraimmunity.com. That's ultraimmunity.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, I would like to invite the listeners to call in this hour, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and you can chat with me. I've opened phones this hour. Would love to hear from you, any response to what we've been talking about, and I will continue with some topics that I will introduce, and we'll go from there. So you're invited to a talking party this hour on Born on the 4th of July, right here on RBN. So we're talking about this article that recently appeared in the Houston Chronicle, and the idea that this kind of an idea that is promoted in other countries, and especially in Mexico, this writing is from Mexico, that they commit the fraud on a government program, and they're used to a corrupt government, so they kind of are satisfied that it's not that serious. And the comments are from Frido Arias King, and he goes on to say that Mexico and Nigeria are both countries that deal with extraordinary fraud. And he said, it seems to him that Mexicans seem unable to produce anything but corrupt, tyrannical rulers, oftentimes even accepting them as the norm. Mexican intellectuals speak of corrosive effects on the Mexican culture, established institutions, and they need to have upgrade and have the citizens demand that their institutions are corruption-free and make democracy work. But corruption at home could be one of the reasons that Mexicans come here, and they are victims of the corruption, and then they imitate their oppression, exploiting and using a federal subsidy and they deem it necessary for survival. Mr. Arias King predicts the phenomenon will slowly alter the United States institution and result in mass Latin America illegal immigration will affect the quality of the United States democracy. So we have Jeff in Utah. Good afternoon.
Hi, Barbara Jean. I just wanted to congratulate you on the great job you're doing. And I wanted to say it's kind of ridiculous because it was our grandfathers and uncles and who fought World War II, who fought and they died and they bled for our country, just to see it invaded. I mean, I have forebears who kind of founded a small town up in northern Utah called Logan and River Heights and all this up in there. And so when I went back there after a few years, we went to the park there, and it was like I was in Tijuana or someplace in Mexico. It was kind of strange. I hadn't visited there for a lot of years, but it was just kind of, it was almost like I was a stranger in my own land, in a place that my uncles and grandfathers have fought and died for. I was a stranger in my own country. It was just shocking to me.
I would think that's maybe almost 2,000 miles. Maybe that's too many. I'll go back 1,500 miles from the border, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But here it's just like everyone's against us. I mean, the church, the LDS, the Catholic churches, the newspapers, they're all for this invasion that's just taking over. It's like we're a sanctuary city, and the only thing we can eventually do is almost vote with our feet. I mean, eventually our town will be unlivable. It'll be so packed with illegal immigrants and refugees that we'll just have to vote for our feet and go to, you know, Wyoming or Montana or someplace that maybe has people who think more like we do, I guess.
Well, it is a tragedy because there are many ramifications, and we have too much just normal immigration going on. That should be lowered or maybe stopped, and assimilation take place for maybe 25 years. I think it's very interesting to think in terms of Europe and Islam patiently conquering Europe and European cities street by street. And you're describing Logan, Utah, and for those across the nation listening, beautiful community set right up close to the high Wasatch Mountains, a beautiful lake as you go through a canyon to reach Bear Lake, a wonderful place, farming community. And there you go.
It's like the balkanization of our country. I mean, it's bizarre. But anyway, I want to just thank you for all the great work you've done.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate hearing from you. And I thought that we got a shot in the arm from the two gentlemen who are trying all across the nation, one in Virginia, one on the border. And certainly it's the rule of law that we have to return to, and we must do it as fast as we possibly can. Thank you so much for calling, and I'm happy to know that you're out there listening, okay?
Thank you. All right.
As you speak and you're worried about what's happening, I'm going to read an article from La Hora, and that means the hour, from Guatemala City, and the date is 8/4/09. Central American bishops have agreed to unite behind a campaign to demand the government of the United States and also President Obama to approve an integral immigration reform to benefit millions of Central Americans in that country. The Secretary General of Guatemala's Episcopal Conference, Monsignor Gonzalo de Villa, said they had written letters to bishops in the United States and to President Obama that they seek reunification of Central American families who live in the U.S., as well as respect the families in the U.S. for their rights. Millions of Central Americans live in the United States and are a factor in helping the deteriorated economies of their countries by sending millions of dollars in individual monetary remittances. Those have decreased because of the great majority are there illegally. And so they're requesting that they have this amnesty. And then you wonder, that's rather blatant. These are bishops in Central America writing to the President of the United States and dictating their need for a policy or an amnesty. And they willingly say, we're taking your money and we're enjoying that, and now we want to tell you how to work with the laws of your land. And this is available through the report put out by former Border Patrol agents who have translated on a bi-daily or almost daily basis articles from Central and South America. So I want to give them credit for that for certain. Okay, just so you know, and not because you'll read it in the papers in Salt Lake City or mainly papers across this nation, they have a few things going on there that would tell you it's pretty violent. In the north central Mexican state of Zacatecas, I don't say that probably right, Zacatecas, and this, of course, is April 4th, 2009, and they're talking about their economies and how they are dependent on the money that we send. And so they are saying that everyone is caught in an economic downturn and dollars are needed. And the relatives of the Mexicans in the U.S. have become the new profit center for Mexicans' crime industry. Kidnappers, as we talked earlier about those in Phoenix, seize the victims and then call the relatives and demand ransom. And they want the money to be wired south. So that is going on, a crime fueling the exodus and people fleeing to the United States and that back and forth of the kidnapping. So, there's a couple of items. I'm going to leave that topic. Go to work on it yourself. Check the laws. Be a participant. Decide you can do something to help your country withstand an invasion that people in high places choose to ignore. And can we let them get away with that? Senator Russell Pierce called it treason. Are you going to call it treason? Are you going to take action? You're going to go to your state legislature and say, check it out in Arizona. Learn to know Mr. Russell Pierce. Go to RussellPierce.com and be informed. Get the tools you need to make our state, our city, or whatever, an improvement. Once again, a reminder. We were told by someone in the trenches, Senator Russell Pierce, that what do?
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Just so you know, and the stats are for the year 2006, and I am assuming that soon there will be other stats that will be more current, but there were 4.3 million births in the United States in 2006. And of course, the Hispanics were 40% higher birth rate than the U.S. overall. So remember, the child is an automatic citizen, and then of course entitled to all benefits of American citizens, and certainly has an economic advantage. Unbelievable. So check out on some of those things, see if they matter to you, or the future of your family or your grandchildren. I'm going to talk about another topic here. There's something that's out over the internet. You've probably been talking about it, but it's kind of wild. And so I'm hoping that we can smile a little bit and concern ourselves, of course, with this item. You know, we're going to have the push for health care, and there's going to be this rest or vacation time for the Congress in August. And remember this to have been pressured by the president in his desire to have this further underway than it is now. Now we know about the SNITCH program. That's S-N-I-T-C-H, the SNITCH program. The White House announced a program just within the last few days pleading with people around the nation to forward to the White House and anything they might see about health insurance reform that seemed a bit fishy. They wanted the citizens to send the fishy emails to the White House. And they determined that maybe they could tell who was talking about or against the White House program. So that's a very, very interesting thing, and it caused Senator John Cornyn of Texas on August 5th to to demand from President Obama to halt the program known as the SNCC program. So we might want to watch that a little bit, because I do believe the last time I heard, we could speak about our opinion and we would not necessarily be a snitch. I have some information for all of us that I would hope you would get a pencil and paper and determine that you want to know about this issue. Remember, we've got a little pandemic. A lot of people are confused now. We hear it's mild. We hear it isn't. We hear that it's going to be a virulent second wave. We hear that it's composed of swine and avian and human. We hear that that's impossible for it all to collect together. Then we don't hear very much. We used to get the numbers every day, and now we don't do that. They have determined not to put out the numbers on a daily basis. So it's like the illegal students, let's not count them. So that's a little bit funny. Well, there are those who are very concerned about the potential of the pandemic and are trying desperately to know as much as possible. We learned last week that all branches of the military will be involved in this operation. And for some, that brought about a foreboding, a frightening, excuse me, another dimension. The military called in. Can you picture someone with a needle for your arm? And can you picture the clinic being guarded for what purpose? Can you picture military who are combat folks that carry weapons and the point of a gun? If you should say, no, I don't want to play. I don't want this shot. On August 2nd, 2009, on the Lou Rockwell blog, you are able to find an article. And it is my concern over this article that I would ask for you to have a pencil or a paper handy and just take notes so you can check this out. The article starts, "Be All That You Can Be." And it's an ad for folks to join the U.S. Army. And the category is indicated that there may be employee available for you as a U.S. Army internment / resettlement specialist. The U.S. Army is now running a classified ad on its website for qualified people interested in becoming internment resettlement I/R specialist. We'll go to break here and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.laysmedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July and formatting to a different direction here, I'll repeat August the 2nd, 2009 is the date, and it's the Army, and they are putting out ads for people to apply to the U.S. Army. And the job that is being showcased is a U.S. Army internment and resettlement specialist. The U.S. Army is running a classified ad on its website for qualified people interested in becoming internment/resettlement specialist. I shall read from the ad of some of the duties and qualifications necessary and areas of endeavor for this new position. Provide command and control, staff planning, administration, and logistical services, comma, and custody control for operations of an enemy presence of war / civilian internee camp. Provide command and control, staff planning, administration, logistics services, and custody control for operation of a detention facility or the operation of a displaced civilian resettlement facility. A similar ad was posted by the Army National Guard. In the Guard, you get the training from us, serve in your own community, and enhance your marketability for higher-paying jobs that you are now seeking. And so this was found on iHispano.com, the Professional Latino Network. Quote, Corrections Officer Internment Resettlement Specialist, Army National Guard, is putting out this ad, and this was in Pensacola, Panama City, Florida. As an internment resettlement specialist for the Army National Guard, you will ensure the smooth running of military confinement, correctional facility, or detention internment facility, similar to those duties conducted by civilian corrections officers. This will require you to know proper procedures and military law, and have the ability to think quickly in high-stress situations. Now, this is giving me a high-stress situation. I'm going to turn to Doug in Ohio and say good afternoon. Doug, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon, Barbara Jane.
How do you think about that? What do you think about that?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you an experience that I had the day that this came out. I took and printed off the flyer and actually went to an office, recruiting office for the National Guard. And I walked in, and the guy said, you know, how can I help you? And I showed him handed a piece of paper to him. And I said, I want to know if this is true or not. It could have been a bogus ad. Well, he took it, looked at it for a minute, and just kind of shrugged his shoulders. He said, I don't know. And, you know, my first thought was, how is it that the National Guard is going to run a national campaign and recruiters not know about it? So he said, well, what is your concern? I said, well, my concern is that this is for an internment resettlement specialist. And the greater concern is the fact that this is to be used against the American people. And he said, oh, no, that's not what it would be. It would be, it's like MPs for Guantanamo or overseas in Iraq or Afghanistan. And I said, well, it doesn't say that. He said, we have to understand there's different levels of MPs in the military. Some do patrols. Others will go around and help people gather up their things and to get them moved out of an area. My response to that was, you know what, my son did 3 tours overseas as an MP in the Marine Corps. Never once did he ever speak about gathering people's belongings up and helping them move. I told him, I said, you know what, I don't buy what you're telling me. And I said, furthermore, you know, being the fact that people I think have legitimate concerns about this, I said, you folks only get one Katrina. You've used your one time. So,
could you tell me how many days ago that was?
That was on, that was on the 3rd or the 4th. So, I mean, it was 2 or 3 days ago.
Okay. See, the date I have on this posting is August 2nd. So it would have been about the same time frame that your awareness came about as well.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Doug, you're right on. I think you have done a service for many people across this nation.
Well,
anybody should make that visit. This is not anything but what it says it is. And then we can go back a little bit and remember that it was just, I think it was last Friday or Thursday, that the announcement came from the military speaking for the CDC and so forth, if I have that right. I think it was someone from the Navy who made an announcement for the pandemic, and they're joining in with FEMA on helping with the pandemic. And well, it all fits together if they need this kind of help here. I think you're right on target with who is going to be resettled, you know, somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not happy. I'm not happy at all. The smooth running of a military confinement correctional facility or detention internment facility similar to those conducted by civilian corrections officers. This will require you to know proper procedures and military law, have the ability to think quickly in high-stress situations. Specific duties may include assisting with the supervision and management operations, providing facility security, providing custody control supervision, and escort and counseling individual prisoners in rehabilitative programs. Doesn't sound too friendly to me.
Well, and it also doesn't sound like just your typical put a bad guy in the cell type routine. One last point I would like to make about this meeting that I had with this gentleman, that I asked him, I said, do you follow your orders or do you follow your oath? And he looked at me real funny and he said, we're not allowed to answer that.
What?
That's exactly what he told me.
Remember when they were going to, and probably still have, a certain air base, I think it was Holloman Air Base in New Mexico, and they were going to actually either sell outright or lease outright to German Air Force a few years back. And that took me down the hill to a recruitment center. And I remember walking in there, and there were all kinds of nicely dressed military folk. And I asked the question. I said, I have come to hear somebody here recite the oath that is taken. And it was an office with all the different branches in different offices, but all in the same building. And so the gentleman there in his nice uniform said, got a folder out and kind of went through the folder. And he said, well, I guess it isn't in here. And I guess I can't do it by memory. So I said, well, I think that's really important. I need to hear what that says. I'm really concerned about this idea that I've read in the paper that we're going to join with Germany and have them have their own Air Force base at in New Mexico at Holloman. So he turned to the next person, and they chatted for a minute, and then they called a number, and they got a young man who was in the Marine office, and he came over, and he stood right in front of me, and he said the oath very fast. And I'm sure they were wondering why I was there. Then they asked me, well, I guess you're kind of like some people that worry about our service and the UN, and it's sometimes being, led by the UN. And I said, well, I don't like that, but that's not why I'm here. I said, I don't understand this idea of this other country coming in. I wanted to talk to somebody about that, but I wanted to hear the oath first. So I went out to my car. It was a rainy day, and I was getting it in, and somebody from the Air Force office came out and brought me two Air Force mugs. But, where is that oath, and what are they thinking, and who is this person that's going to be a military person that's going to herd the folk if they're not so happy about the mandated vaccination? I think it's connected. By joining this specialty, this is the ad that goes on, You would develop the skills that will prepare you for a rewarding career with law enforcement agencies or in private security fields. The job training for an internment resettlement specialist. America, open your ears and think. Internment/resettlement specialist requires approximately 19 weeks of one-station unit training. It includes basic training and advanced individual training, part of the training in classroom, part in the field, and jurisdictions, level of force procedure, unarmed self-defense technique, police ethics procedures, communication skills, close confinement operations, military laws, search and restraint procedure, use of firearms, custody and control procedures. Doug in Ohio, have you been in the military?
No, ma'am, I have not. But my son was in the Marine Corps for 8 years.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and as an MP. And, he knows how to do these things, but he knows how to do it under a military application in a war zone. They were never trained to go and out into the public as a police force, if you will. So, you know, I don't have direct experience. It's indirect that I do. So.
I just wondered, but, you know, as a citizen, you're obviously looking at this as I am looking at this. I haven't been in the military, but I don't particularly like restraint procedures. I don't like close confinement operations. I don't like custody and control procedures, just in reading it.
Well, I agree. And all of those threw up immediate red flags. And I couldn't get out of my office quick enough to go over. It was on my lunch break that I'd gone over and talked to this gentleman about this. And, you know, I guess a couple of things that I'd noticed. First of all, he wasn't very happy that I was there. And he was not very happy to the fact that I was taking a direct challenge to his authority in the questions that I was asking. And, you know, I didn't go in there to be rude or nothing of that nature, but I won't go in there and show fear because I have no fear. And I truly believe that, and this will be my last statement before I hang up, but I truly believe that they have a culture similar as to law enforcement of us versus them. And that is how they look at life.
I believe that everybody in this nation should take the time to check out the websites that are available. Just put a Google search in. You could find it. I thought it was interesting. It was on Lou Rockwell blog or LRC blog that I found it. I also found it on a Hispanic, IHISPANO.com, and it's the Professional Latino Network. And you could also go to the U.S. Army and just put out, jobs, and they'll have it there. And the date I have is August 2nd, 2009, and then also Army National Guard. Now, what could happen here is if all America, who probably needs a job, but if everyone would think clearly and take the information like you did to the military, take it to your senator, and you'd better do it quickly and say this isn't going to fly. Because just recently here, just an example in the paper, the taxes are going up everywhere, and the people went in mass and said, no, thank you. And it made a difference. They have changed that, and they've decided to take a look at it again. And so I keep thinking that this is a moment like never before in time where American citizens must stand tall and take some initiative and say what they will or will not, go along with this.
Well, before I hang up, you'll notice that there is no specification on that job app that you have to be an American citizen.
This is a frightening aspect. I'm so pleased you called, Doug.
Well,
and I'm glad you're out there, and I hope you will continue to make this issue important.
Thank you so much, Barbara Jane.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
For a wrap up, as we go to the top of the hour, I would thank you for listening to Born on the 4th of July. Thank RBN, thank producers. Lots of things to think about, America. You're going to stand up? You got to think about your health care, right? And then you need to know that the White House doesn't want your comments, or if you do make them, they want a little grouping out there to kind of watch what you do on the Internet or how you speak. They announced this program this week, pleading with people around the nation to forward to the White House email addresses anything that they might see or say about the health insurance reform program that seems fishy. So they're requesting the citizen to send these emails to the White House. Could it be that your name and your address and everything might be used for a data system? Anyway, one senator is encouraging the White House to stop this ridiculous program immediately. There was a Dr. David Janda who recently testified before the Congress about this particular health care plan. And one of the congressmen asked Dr. Dave Janda to, if he could quickly describe what he thought about the health insurance reform package and all of that. And by the way, for the fishy stories, you go to flag@whitehouse.gov if you have something you want to share. So, we're on the fifth day into August, and Dr. Janda, he told the congressman if he were to describe what he had studied about the health care program, he had one word for the congressman, and the word was fascist. Okay, so we got fascist, a description by a doctor of the new health care. And, you know, I guess I trust the doctor more than I do the health czar to figure this out. I trust Russell Pierce more than Janet Napolitano. And let's see, what would we do? Do we need General Patton or do we need General MacArthur? What do we need for the military? Who is it that's saying we need internment resettlement specialists? Once again, I ask the question when they would say to me, inevitable pandemic, I always ask myself, what do they know that I don't know? What do they know about this vaccine and its availability, and or is the vaccine the actual vector, so to speak, of the pandemic? Who would spend money on a restructuring of the 1918 pandemic? Just who would do that? Fort Detrick did it. So keep that in mind. So now, if you don't want the shot, maybe you'll be called to resettle, right? And maybe they will have trained. It says 19 weeks of training. Then your neighbor's nephew will be able, or niece, or whomever, families, members, United States citizens, will have the advanced individual training to use force, search and restraint procedures, custody and control, the use of firearms. Where are we, ladies and gentlemen? Are you in a bad dream in a beautiful summer day in 2009? Do your work, America. It's time. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Born on the 4th of July.